From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. I'm delighted that you're joining with us, and I hope that you'll continue listening for the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. May I take just a moment to encourage more of our listeners to make contact with us. We've been delighted to hear from those who have already put pen to paper, but I know that there are many more of you who are listening in week by week, and as yet you haven't written to tell us. If you've been blessed through the Word of God that has been preached, then write and let us know. Perhaps you're unsaved. You don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, but there is a desire in your heart to know more clearly the way of salvation. Well, feel free to write to us and tell us of that, and we'll be glad to send you some helpful and useful gospel literature that you'll be able to read. And our prayer is that you will come to know the Lord, you'll come to trust in Jesus Christ and be able to say, I'm saved and ready for heaven, saved by the grace of God, born again of the Spirit of God, and all my sins washed away by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, do make a point of writing to us, and we'll be glad to make contact with you. In a few moments, the Reverend Samuel Murray will be letting the Bible speak from Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. But before we hear that word, we're going to listen to these words in song. So, do stay tuned and hear what the Lord has to say to your heart today through His precious word.
And verse 30 it says, And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. These words were spoken by Paul while on his second missionary journey. He has completed about two-thirds of this tour whenever he arrives at Athens. This was probably the first visit of a Christian minister to this celebrated Greek city. Athens at this time was distinguished for the military talents, learning, eloquence, and politeness of its inhabitants. No city of Greece or of the ancient world was so much distinguished for philosophy, learning, and the arts. The most celebrated warriors, poets, statesmen, and philosophers were either born there or flourished there. The greatest models of architecture were there, and for ages this city was preeminent in civilization, arts and arms. It was a city regarded as the eye of Greece and the light of the civilized world. However, when Paul arrived there to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, he discovered that it was a city wholly given over to idolatry. He found it absurd for these people who were supposed to be so enlightened to think that the source of all life and intelligence resembled a block of wood or stone. Paul felt that these people should have known better, but for years this is the way that they had been worshipping. He sought to present to them the true gospel, the truth of God's word, God's ways, and God's will. Therefore he gives them a very simple command. He says, "But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." There are some things about this royal command, for it is a command from the Lord, that I would like to consider with you. Who gives the command? Verse 30 says, "But now commandeth." Who is Paul saying gives this command? In this verse, he is speaking about God. God is the one who gives the command. With regard to commands, if someone superior to us gives them, we take them seriously. In school, when the teacher says, "Do something," the children ought to do it, because it is the teacher's command. In the home, when the parents say, "Do something," the children ought to obey, because it is their command. Whenever the police officer gives an instruction, this instruction ought to be obeyed, because of who he is. But in this verse of Scripture, Paul is speaking of one who is infinitely greater than the school teacher, our parents, or even the officer of the law. He is speaking about God. What God says is more important than what any individual has to say. It is essential that we take heed to what God says in his word today. When does God give this command? The scripture says, "But now commandeth." When Paul preached to the men of Athens, the command from God was that which they had to act upon there and then. It wasn't a command that could be implemented at just any time. I'm sure we can all remember being given commands at home. The classic answer was often this: "In a minute." "Not just now, when it suits me." That's what "in a minute" amounts to. So often when commands are given that require us to make an effort, we want to do it some other time. There are just so many people who will say, "I will do it tomorrow." But tomorrow may never come. Proverbs 27 and verse 1 says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." It is vital that the command given in this portion of Scripture is acted upon now. Every word in the Bible is important, and the word "now" is extremely important in this verse. To whom does God give this command? "But now commandeth all men." Paul was including each and every one of his hearers on that occasion. Not one of them was exempt from this command. It was binding upon every individual. There were none in that crowd who were able to say, "It doesn't apply to me." The word "all" here means all. When the teacher speaks up in the classroom and tells the children to be quiet, and she doesn't mean 29 are to be quiet and the 30th is allowed to talk. She means all. When she says all must have the essay in tomorrow, she means all. No one should imagine today that they're exempt from this command of God. When God says all, he means all. This command is for every person. He commandeth all men. Where does this command extend to? Everywhere. It doesn't matter where a person lives or where a person is from. They must face up to this command. It applies to every individual person, everywhere. If one government gives an order, it only applies to their citizens. It carries no authority with those who live outside that country. But here is a command from God that absolutely all men must obey. There are no exceptions. Every person in every corner of the world must take heed to this command. What is the command? "But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." These people at Athens had many religions and many gods. They worshipped many things, but they did not know the basic foundation of the true gospel. Paul doesn't waste any time getting to the heart of the matter. These people must repent of their sin, because this is the only way to be saved. This is the all-important command. When Christ calls a sinner unto himself, it is with this doctrine in mind: "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." We are all sinners, and the call of God to repent of those sins is the only way by which we can have acceptance with him. "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. The only way by which your sins can be taken away is if you repent. If you haven't repented, then you are in a very dangerous situation. Why are we commanded to repent? Acts 17 verse 31, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. God commands all men to repent of sin and be saved, because there's coming a judgment day when Christ will return, and all must stand before him and give an account of themselves.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.